guys about ready?
At the same conjecture.
You guys about ready to start? Or you want a few more minutes?
I'm ready. When you are.
Okay. All right. We can call the meeting to order now. We can start with introductions for those of us who weren't here last time. Do I start at the end and go around?
Pam Stain. I'm in the account in the business office.
Ray Whitlow, faculty.
Paul Lukey, faculty.
My name is Daniel Christie, Information Service Specialist.
Emily Blumentritt, student.
Reynaldo Bueno, student.
Cynthia Castillo, student.
Bryce Davis, student.
Ray Valencia, student.
Samuel Z. Mosley, acting as secretary.
Okay, so we can start with student presentations. Peter Boulat, we welcome you to address the committee.
Greetings. My name is Peter Boulat, and I'd like to be the presenter for the Student Activities Department regarding the student service fee charged to students each semester. I am currently a student assistant, also captain of the club team tennis. I participate in the game room, the weight room, the open gym, the events on campus, and we feel like the fee, which should remain the same as it currently is, and my 2 years, I and other students figured out that our tuition has increased and we feel like its value is fair to what is like being offered to the students. And then the outline presented is that it was presented at the last committee meeting. And do you have any questions?
I have one.
So you say you're comfortable with the fee as it is now.
Yes.
And, you know, that would imply that the money we have is enough for the Student Activities Board to work with, correct?
Yes, sir.
So would, I mean, I'm not exactly detecting any opposition to say maybe a fee increase, and so in that case have a little bit more to work with in case anything else comes your way in regards to the Student Activities Board.
Any increase?
I mean, you yourself, would you happen to be sort of opposed to an increase? I'm not saying we're what I'm for one gathering is that Student Activities Board is comfortable with the fee as it is now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, an increase in the fee, wouldn't that give a little bit more leeway as what the Student Activities Board could do?
Yeah, but currently, not every student, I feel, is, like, doing all the events. So an increase doesn't mean, like, we could have more activities, but I feel as of if we do increase it, like, only certain amount of people, students, will actually go to those events and participate in it. So that's why I feel like it should remain the same, because, like, a comfortable amount of students actually do the activities. And if we increase it, like, and then not enough students participate, then it should be a waste.
So the problem is the numbers in relation to what the fee is. Say if there was a chance we did increase the fee, we'd probably have to expect more of an outcome for it to be an efficient number.
In a way, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Sorry.
Yeah, I have a question. Are you speaking for yourself, or are you speaking on behalf of all the students' activities? I'm not quite certain on that.
On behalf.
Okay. So I take it that student activities, it took a vote to keep the fees as they are?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I would like to ask a question, and you might need to defer to Mr. Splutter on this if that's appropriate to do so. But I was reading over the breakdown that was presented with the information about where various monies went to that were collected, and this is in relation to the student activities fee. Is there any other revenue stream that you're aware of that contributes to this budget?
I believe that is a question for Mike Splutter. So,
is it okay for that question to be answered? Okay. And I'll be happy to repeat that question if I need to.
Good afternoon. Mike Splutter, Student Activities Coordinator. That is the money that is generated by the student service fee. We're the only department that currently is using that fee.
That fee. Do clubs, or is there an opportunity for fundraising, things of that nature that might contribute to some of these monies as well, though?
It will not reflect in that budget.
Okay.
That budget is all the student service fees, and then clubs will also fundraise on their own.
For other activities that they might want to participate in?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
Are there any more questions?
I also have a question for Mike. The student service fee breakdown that we received at the last meeting is different than the one that was in our packet. Can you just explain the difference?
Right. At the last meeting, I presented a budget number that was a lot higher, and after doing research with all the, I don't want to say budget turmoil that's been happening at the college, we did more of a deep dive into the budget, and that is now our new projected revenue. We have the money that's been collected for the first two semesters, fall and spring. As I mentioned at the last meeting, money is collected for four semesters, fall, spring, summer one, and summer two. We have not collected that money, obviously, for summer one and summer two. We're basing our projection on last year. And we actually need that to go up a little bit, and then that is a more accurate reflection of our budget. That's listed for everyone to see. That's how much money from student service fees should be brought in for this year.
Thank you.
Do we have any more questions? All right, thank you very much. Now, our next presenter, we invite Javon McCormick to come and address the committee.
Good afternoon. My name is Javon McCormick. I'm a sophomore here at Lee College. I am a member of the Lee College men's basketball team and the president of Real Student Organization. I would like to humbly request that the student fees at Lee College be raised by $6. I would also like to request that the student fees are raised to the same amount for all students regardless of how many hours they are taking. The reason for this request is to help offset part of the athletic budget, mainly the student travel line item. With the current financial state that the college is in, the Board of Regents have been looking at the athletic department for ways of saving money. We play in Region 14 conference for both volleyball and basketball. It is considered nationally the best conference in the country for both sports. Our conference members are as far as South Laredo, Texas, and as far as Paris, Texas. Our travel is necessary and inevitable for us to participate in the conference. Lee College is the only school in our conference that does not use student fees to help support the athletic budget. All others receive some form of funds via student fees. We appreciate the diversity that is on our campus and certainly hope that student athletes play a role in this diversity. The athletic department does numerous amounts of outreach within our community, over 800 hours to date for this academic year. We have raised over 10,000 canned goods that are distributed within the Bakestown community this academic year. The athletics that graduated have moved on to four-year institutions and created a legacy for Lee College alumni to be proud of. We hope to continue and grow these outstanding ways. We would not be asking for this increase if we were not being placed in a no-way-out situation that the board has put us in. Any questions?
Yes, I have a question. Are you requesting, recommending that the fee go up to $33 for everyone? Because some pay 27 and some pay 21. So you said go up by six, but make it even. So are you going up by six from the 21 or going up by six from the 27?
I'll have to refer to Coach Roy Champagne.
Thank you. My name is Roy Champagne. I'm the head basketball coach here. We think that it would benefit all of student activities if we simply raised it to a flat fee for all students, because the students get to have the services whether you take 1 hour or 18 hours. So I would hope that would solve the problem right there, or put us in a position to be able to get this request, the monies that we need to generate for student travel. If not, and it's above my pay grade, we would need to know what those figures need to be. We know that from what we've been educated on, that at a $6 cut, it would generate the funds that we need for student travel for both volleyball and basketball.
Right, but my question is $6 added to the 21 that part-time students pay, or to the 27 that full-time students pay?
Again, whatever would what if. If we raise it flat fee just to and kept it at 27, and that $6 would be carved out for the athletic department, then we're thankful. Thankfully, that's perfect. If it needs to be, leave it as it is and just raise the full time to 33. My personal opinion is that I think everybody should just pay the same amount, because the services are provided. You get the same amount of amenities. So whatever benefits student activities total, which I think if we were to do that, I think student activities would have more funds readily available to them, the opportunity to generate more funds.
So you think that the $6 increase from 21 to 27 for part-time students will cover what you need?
That I do not know the answer to. Someone with more knowledge to that would have to answer that.
Okay, I think Mike Splitter says he might be able to answer that.
So based on the calculations from the athletic department, if we did a flat fee of $30, using our numbers from the last committee meeting that we spoke about, was roughly 12,000 to a little bit more of how many students are paying the fee throughout the year, then that would generate $360,000. If you go with the student presentation of keeping the fee the same, that would be $275,000. If you go with the athletics presentation, they're asking for about $75,000, so do the math, that'd be $350,000. So if we raised it to 30, we'd be bringing in a little bit more.
So 30 for both full and part-time?
Yes. Okay. If you go with the recommendation of athletics, which we fully support as a student activities department, to raise it to one fee, the $30 would be the number that we would need to raise it to, or the committee would have to recommend that we raise it to cover.
I have a couple of questions as well, just to kind of wrap my mind around this. So you've sort of specified for travel in this case. I am curious to know, when the athletic teams travel, how do they generally travel? Is it via bus, plane? What do y'all do?
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Well, whatever it takes, right?
Different means. One, Lee College vehicles, when it is the proximity is close enough.
Okay.
We're kind of mandated that if it goes beyond that we charter a bus, and or fly, but we just only you might fly once a year, but that's not common. Chartering is the big expense, a charter bus service. Again, throughout for basketball, we may only need to stay two times overnight. It depends on the year and the conference schedule. In our conference, there are two games. When we play Bossier Parish in Bossier City, Louisiana, and when we play Parrish, Texas, those trips are too far that the bus driver is not allowed to go and then play the game and come all the way back, so we have to stay. This particular year coming up, we're going to play both those teams on the road, but it still fits into what we've currently budget. Volleyball is the same way. Volleyball travels a little differently because they play in early in their season. They have tournaments. And so when they play in a tournament away, they'll stay where, depending upon where that location is, they'll stay. But again, the dollar amount that we have budgeted for isn't increasing in any way. It's just now, because the board is looking to cut, we're now, as Javon stated in here, we're one of the only schools in the region that don't receive student fees, and even our own board was surprised. Well, y'all don't get fees? I was like, no, but they don't even know that. So this is a way, and we're only asking for student travel because we think that's in line with what other student organizations seek money for when they go to travel to a conference or to whatever it is. I hope I'm accurate with that. We're not asking for money for recruiting. We're not asking for money for supplies. The monies that would be generated for student fees would simply be earmarked for student travel whenever we play our games away.
Okay. I don't mean to hog the questions, but I'm going to ask this one as well. And I'm not sure if there's a good answer for this question in this particular group right here. But if that were approved and we were to carve out money that would be dedicated to athletic travel, how would we do the bookkeeping on that? How would we make sure that, because that's a number that would be a floating number, just like Mr. Spletter's budget is right now. He really doesn't know an exact number of how much revenue will be generated until, frankly, sometime after summer two has started. So it's going to be a floating number on that front. How would we do the bookkeeping on that? And I don't know if that's a question for you or if it's a question for someone else.
Well, both Paige and I have a preseason travel budget that aligns with the amount of monies that we are budgeted for. Obviously, we may say hotel rooms for this trip are going to be $1,300. And when we come back, we only spent $1,100. So there's money staying in the budget. But we have it mapped out as to how much a charter is going to cost, how much money we may request for meals, how much money a hotel will be. And that's it. And then we get it. We put in a check request. We get that check. I put in a credit card request for hotel rooms. When that's all back, there are hard receipts for all of that, you know, our season, my season is over with in March. It goes anywhere from October to March. Paige's goes from August till the middle of November, and then they have an off season where they'll maybe travel twice for exhibition games that they're allowed to play in the spring semester. But so I don't think it's that difficult. I just think it's ongoing throughout the fiscal year up to a certain point. Like right now, basketball's done. And like we told the president last week, they were looking to put money in a holding account. I told them, you can go to the basketball student travel account. Unfortunately, the basketball team didn't make the regional tournament, so that saved the college about $16,000. So go in there, freeze that account, take that money out, and go put it in a holding account. Now, I would think that we would have to look at that differently in the future if we are graciously given this money, because then to me, that money doesn't go back to the general fund. That money should go back to the student fees account. Is that right? But I know I'm thinking ahead, because now all we're hoping to do is take a line item out of our basketball and volleyball budgets where the college doesn't have to budget that money. So in essence, the money's generated about 70, let's just say $75,000 would be generated if we're granted the $6. The college would take that out of the athletic budget. So in essence, we would have saved the general fund from budgeting $75,000 towards athletics. Okay. And that money would be replaced. We have to have our travel. So one way or the other, we got to figure it out. We think this is a a good way to do it. You know, it supports the students. The athletes are students, and they're representing the college every time we go out. So,
okay, I'm going to ask one more question, and then in theory, I'm done. But you never know with me. That question is similar to what I asked Mr. Spletter. What other revenue sources does the athletic department have other than the money, you know, for the budget?
Yeah, we have a fundraising account. Both volleyball and basketball put on summer camps. The athletic department, we fundraise golf tournament, advertising signs in the arena. That money goes to supplement other line items because we're only given X amount, like, for supplies. And once you start buying 15 pairs of shoes, you know, and we normally go through two pairs, you know, once you start buying practice gear and uniforms and all that, the money that the college actually has budgeted for isn't enough, but we're not asking for any more. We go and fundraise and supplement those line items. In recruiting, if it depends. We have X amount of dollars. Well, 1 year, i.e., a year ago, we had one returning player, Javon McCormick. We had to go recruit an entire team. So, in essence, it took more money to recruit than the normal budget that we had because we had to go recruit more players. Okay. And so we just tapped into our fundraising account in order to take care of the over expenditures.
So, I mean, there's a fundraising account, ticket sales, I would assume, goes into the athletic budget in some fashion.
Into athletic fundraising.
And I'm speaking out of turn here. This might not be the case. What about any – because there was a time where I was under the impression that some of the auxiliary services contributed to those athletic accounts as well. Is that still the case?
Well – I'm confused now more after we've gone through our workshops with the board as to exactly how we're funded.
Okay.
But what we have been told in the past is part of our entire budget is generated from auxiliary services.
Okay.
I.e. the bookstore, i.e. The Rebel Roost, but I don't want to speak. The Rebel Roost isn't making money, so I don't know how you could say that we're being supported by the Rebel Roost when the Rebel Roost is losing money. So I don't know. But the bottom line is we've been given a budget. I've been here for 25 years. We've been given a budget for 25 years, so it's coming from somewhere.
And that's what you operate on.
Some chicken's laying that egg, you know.
I have a tough question for you. Mm-hmm. Pretend I'm a student. Mm-hmm. I don't like basketball. Mm-hmm. I don't like volleyball. I don't participate in any of these bouncy house events that student activities offer. Mm-hmm. Why should my fees be raised mm-hmm. to help you guys?
Mm-hmm. Obviously, this will be with rose-colored glasses. When you attend an institution, you are a part of that institution and all of its diversity. You know, I can remember when I had graduated and came to Lee College and needed to start working on my master's degree, which I don't have, but I took a class at U of H, and I paid for more libraries and parking spots that I never parked in and never sat in, but it's what you're a part of that college, and it helps strengthen the diversity. Our athletes are ambassadors for not only this college, but for this community. You know, it whether I or the athletes show up, I heard this young man mention that not all students are participating in all of the events, but the events that put on are important to have student life on campus. And the athletic department is an entity of student life. I mean, it is. Whether you go to the PAC Center and listen to the students perform or the plays, it brings recognition and diversity. We're not a singular campus. We're a diverse campus. So they are allowed, whether they like to or not, as you say, they can attend for free. They don't ever have to reach into their pocket and pay to come to a volleyball or basketball game. That's part of the amenities that they get because of their student fees. I don't know why we've never had student fees go towards athletics, but it is prominent amongst all other the community colleges, not only in our state or in our region, but across the state and across the country. The athletic budgets are supported. I mean, it's like that on the Division I level. When Texas A&M hired Jimbo Fisher, guess what went up at Texas A&M? The student fees. The students paid for Jimbo Fisher's part of his salary. It's just it is what it is, I guess, best way to say it.
So I guess I'm curious to hear from Javon of what this, what the travel means to you of playing at these conferences and what that experience is like, or how it adds to your experience at Lee.
Well, traveling on the buses, we get more space to stretch out before the game, so our legs are a little bit looser. And I say if we was to drive in like a van or something, we'd be too packed, especially because we got taller guys that are 6'10", and we're going to be squished. So, I mean, I'm a little guy, so I could fit anywhere. And that's it.
But I guess what about the playing at the games? Do you think that is important for your team, or is there something you can inform us a bit more about that?
You said playing at the games?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Or, how is the experience? So do you learn something particular from playing at a conference versus playing a game here at Lee College?
I can answer that. Is your experience when you're going on that charter bus,
right,
and you know where you're going and you're going to start playing with the other school and the other teams, do you feel anything? Do you feel like, oh, my God, we're going, we're going to do good, morale is uplifting? Do you feel – that's what she's – I guess she's trying to say is your morale uplifted?
Oh, yeah, it's like when we go to, like, Trinity Valley or something like that, like the atmosphere brings, like, more excitement to everyone on the court, and we have something to prove, and I guess it just excites us more. Be ready for the game.
How has playing basketball here at Lee College changed your life, for better or for worse?
Well, it made me become a man, actually. And not if I didn't come here, I don't think I'd be in college, to be honest. Like, Coach Roy gave me an opportunity to better my life and pursue my goal, which is going to play Division I basketball. And then pursuing a further career after that. So I guess without Lee College, I mean, I guess I'll just be at home.
All right. Any other questions?
I believe there was another student in the back that raised his hand. Did you want to say something?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Jamil Whip. I'm also part of the basketball team. And what I want to say is I'm from Suriname. I don't know if y'all know where it is. One of y'all know where it is? No. It's in South America. It's the smallest country in South America. And Lee College gave me the opportunity to do something with my life. Because right now I'm 20 years old. And most people my age, 20 years old, back home, started cooking, started up a family. So it's more than just basketball. It's more than just coming here, go to school, play basketball, be at our apartments, go on the charter buses. It's about changing lives. And I think that not all the students know that and how much it means to us, because this is my step to the future. I'm not the best basketball player, but I'm for sure became a better person since I came here. And I don't think that if we lower the fees or raise the fees, at the end of the day, we became better persons. And if I became a better person, that means that I can show my children to be a better person. So it goes on and on and on. It's more than just basketball to it. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is discussion of submitted comments, but my understanding is that there were no comments submitted. Is that
the email?
Correct? Yes.
None via email?
I did not receive word of any comments. That's the last I heard. So now we can move on to our deliberation on what we would like to recommend for the student fee. So initial thoughts right now from anybody?
I'm still a little confused as to what we're, if we raise, what would we raise the fee to? Would it be the same for full-time, part-time? Would it be, as one of the members of the audience said, $30? What was it? So it went from, for the 8 to 21 credits, $27 to $30, and that means if we do that, we leave the 1 to 7 credits $21, and so I would like a little more clarification if we raise, because I'm not even certain that we have decided we're going to raise, but if we raise, what are we raising it to?
All right. It sounded like I wrote down someone said a recommendation of a flat fee of $30 for all students part-time and full-time. So that would be another option to consider.
That is a recommendation that I believe the committee made a couple of years ago, and I think that's the exact number, and I think that was the idea, was to do it as a flat fee across the board. Now, I've been on this committee for a while. My memory is not everything that it should be, but I think the general idea behind that was to make sure that there was enough revenue or to provide some cushion and some opportunity for some increased student activities. Obviously, things have changed a little bit. More discussions are happening about how that money will be used. But I just think it's worth noting in this discussion that that is a recommendation that this committee made. Was that two years ago? I'm looking. We're not sure. It was five?
2013.
My gosh. Yeah. Time does fly. But regardless, that is a recommendation that has been made. And now I have to look back at these notes. So, Mike, when was the last time that we actually did raise the student activity fee?
That's what he's saying.
2015?
From the last committee meeting, the last time we raised the fee was in 2015. Mm-hmm. It was only raised on the part-time students.
I guess while you're up there, I'm wondering, do we have any idea what's going on with the other fees on campus, or is that kind of beyond our scope here?
We can have Dr. Sushan up. As far as I know, the president has not started the budget workshop process that the college goes through. They normally start that. What'd you say? Let's hear from the vice president, because she's on the president's cabinet, so she probably has a timetable of when the actual budget workshop will happen.
We have started parts of it now by looking at positions. Last year and for many years, it hasn't gone to the board for final approval until August. So right now, there is no recommendations for raising fees, but there's no guarantee that there won't be fees raised. The only thing that's passed so far is dual credit, and they have raised that from $100 a course to $125 per course. So that's the only fee right now. The course fees will go in, but any changes that we make in those, unless we make something this week, we'll wait till spring. So, because we will have started fall registration before approval of course fees.
Dr. Sushan, do you have an idea, the current fees that we have, based on other community colleges in this area, are they high, are they about the same, are they low?
This one's a separate fee. So other schools, we have a registration fee that's separate from this one, so that really goes to the maintenance of the school and support, so all of the computers that you use and the registration system. So we have different types of fees. I think we're in the ballpark in terms of student activities fees, so I think we're reasonable. Any other questions?
If we did raise it to the proposed $30 full and part-time, would we still be reasonable? Would that be higher?
We'd still be in the ballpark, so, yeah. Good. I guess I'd like to explain, if you would designate the fees for athletics, what you're looking at is whether you're going to raise it generally or whether you're going to raise a fee that delineates part of this to go to athletics, so that needs to be part of your discussion.
if memory serves, the last time we met, didn't we decide that we didn't want to make that decision, that student activities would make the decision?
For the splitting of the funds?
Yes.
I've got a general question. Say this committee votes to leave the fees the same. Is it possible that the college, you know, in general terms, the college might use some of the student activity fees to help offset the budget in athletics, and therefore then a less amount would be available for general student activities? Is that a possibility?
There might be a lot of up and down here for a little bit.
It can happen. So if you read the law, the school has latitude for within certain parameters of what they can spend the money on and who can decide how that money is spent. Lee College has generously allowed the students to decide on all of the money that comes out of here. Other schools do not.
I have a question, maybe while you're up here, of what happened with that $30 recommendation that the committee made in 2013. Did the Board of Regents reject that, or what happened with that?
So, again, remember from the March 5th meeting, there's three steps to the process to raise the fee. It has this committee must recommend it. Then it goes to the President's Cabinet. The President's Cabinet then takes a recommendation to the Board of Regents. After this committee met and recommended the $30 flat fee in 2013, I was approached by the administration that said it was not the appropriate time to raise the fee, that they were thinking of raising other fees, and that they were not going to present it to the Board of Regents. I apologize to the committee. I should have told them they had to come and make that presentation back to you. Unfortunately, they didn't. But if we hear either way from the President's Cabinet, we will make sure they address the committee this year. That's also part of the law.
Okay.
They have to state it in writing why they would recommend a different fee than this committee. So I take that back. They might not come in person. They would have to send you something in writing, though.
Good to know.
I have a question. And let's say we decide 30, okay? And the president says, no, we're not going to do, we don't want 30. Do we still have a chance to be able to say, okay, we won't do 30, but can we do 27 all the way across the board? Or once we say 30, then we're stuck. And if he says no, that's it. Can we change it later?
Good question.
Yes, you can negotiate back and forth. So there's, you know, once you make a motion, it isn't in perpetuity. So you can come back and if there's recommendations. At the time that the president did not approve or the cabinet did not approve the higher fee, it was because they were considering raising taxes. So they didn't want to raise taxes as well as student fees at the same time.
And I'm going to make another comment. If we decide to raise the fee, this is going to be for all of us up here. Don't think about just that money for this year or next year. My granddaughter's fixing to come to college in a year and a half. So I want to make sure when she comes to Lee College that there's enough money for her to be able to do the things that she would like to do at this college. So I'm thinking about the future.
I would like to add on to that. I think within the last 5 years, that attitudes have changed about where the fee should stand. I know plenty of executive boards for plenty of departments on campus are trying to adjust sort of what that department is allowed to work with. I know I'm with the Baytown Symphony Orchestra, and, you know, we have our own little music board of directors. And, you know, it's dwindling. The funds that we have are dwindling. The fact that there's not as much as interest. But I feel like in any department, with any program that has a considerable amount of participation, we should do what we can to sort of at least level its standings. That way it has a chance to carry on to years ahead.
And Cynthia, I'm curious because I know that you've talked to a lot of students on campus about the fee. Would you mind sharing a little bit about the general attitude you've heard from people about how they feel about the student activity fee?
Okay. And that's one thing I've done. I have gone to a lot of students. Don't even know who they are. Tell them who I am. I want their opinions. Most of the opinions I've gotten back have been in favor of raising to make it even all the way across the board. And hopefully that maybe some kids that are like, well, I don't have to. I don't have to pay that much money because I'm a part-timer. But now maybe you give them the incentive to want to be a full-timer, you know. But again, we all use the facilities, whether we're part-time or full-time. But the majority of the census has been even all the way across the board, since we're all using the facilities regardless.
I have two comments. The first one is I just want everyone to think about the fact that, and I'm not saying I'm against it, I just want to point out that a part-timer will now go a $9 increase. That's a big jump. When you look at the past and the increases that we've had even over the last 25 years, that's a huge jump in one fell swoop. So I'm hesitant about a jump that big for the part-timers. It's going to be hard enough to get them behind an increase, but to get them behind an increase of $9 in, you know, at a time is going to be tough. The second is, being an accountant, I see the inflow and the outflow of money, and I just wanted to point out that the basketball team and the volleyball teams, they do a tremendous amount of fundraising. So they're not asking for a handout. They are out there constantly, and they get thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in fundraising every year based on the camps that they do. So I just wanted, in case this group was not aware, they do a lot of fundraising. So it's not like they're asking for a handout and they're sitting back doing nothing. They're already implementing things to supplement their budget in the tens of thousands of dollars range. So I just wanted that to be known before a decision is made, because they are ambassadors. They do a lot of community service work. They work a lot of events that aren't athletic related. I know they did a lot of work during the hurricane, keeping the doors open up here. So it's not really just about playing basketball, you know. They do a lot for the college that's behind the scenes.
Any other thoughts or comments that we'd like to discuss right now?
In my personal opinion, I'm more in favor of the safety net of allotting, you know, that money towards the athletics department. So, I mean, the fact that we shouldn't let a student organization with student participation suffer because we have an executive board that does not agree with its efficiency or its logistical benefits.
So are you suggesting?
I'm saying in some regard we should raise it, and perhaps more on the, I'm more leaning towards raising on the part-time student fee. It doesn't have to be the 30, but at least the 27, straight across the board. That's just where I stand.
I think that might be a good compromise, is bringing everyone up to the same level at 27, and then in the future looking at another increase across the board instead of jumping a whole $9 at one time.
I would say that probably sounds reasonable as well to do a smaller increase if we were going to increase the fee.
I've got to put this in everybody's brain so that I can feel right about things, and this might be something that Coach Champagne would want to address. You know, we're looking at we're considering a lot of different things. I'm sure we all have a lot of things running through our minds. The question I would have is if the decision were made to allot a certain amount of money for travel. Like maybe I'm even not even asking a question, I'm making a comment. At some point, that money will have to increase again. Travel will become more expensive, just like some of the things that Mike Splutter does activities-wise. Those things will become more expensive. And I guess, you know, our tuition and our fees, all of those things are going to become more expensive. So, I mean, it's just something we need to stay cognizant of as we think about these types of things and how we would, as a committee, make recommendations to keep that in check. Maybe not next year, but 5 years from now, when I'm not on the committee anymore.
If I may,
yes,
excuse
please.
Me, if I may, understandable, and I can't speak too far in the future, I got to focus on the present, that I've been here for 25 years. I've never stood here in front of this committee and asked for any money.
That's true. You know,
and so I don't foresee it. It's kind of like what I talked about, our recruiting budget and our supply budget. We would love to have more in those line items, but we haven't had an address. What I had to address to the board, how did we get here? And I'm like, well, you approved our budgets, but we haven't asked for an increase. The only increase that our budget has gotten is in the actual scholarship fund because we raise tuition and fees. So that's the only line item that's ever been increased over the last several years. We haven't gotten an increase in recruiting budget. We haven't gotten an increase in supply budget. You know what I'm saying? Those have stayed flat. We need more than what we have. We fundraise for it, and we tap into that account and pay for it once we have burned out, exhausted the funds that the college has given us.
Okay.
So what we're saying is, yeah, you're right. A hotel room may be more. Charter bus may be more. We'll supplement it because it's not going to be at tens of thousands. It'll be a nominal 1,000 to 5,000 that we're prepared
to make those adjustments.
We're prepared to make those concessions because it's a huge benefit and a huge generosity that this committee would do to, in essence, zero out that line item from the college.
Okay.
I got a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
When y'all decide on a hotel,
mm-hmm.
do y'all sit there and say, okay, we're going to go for the top of the line and the cream of the crop? I mean, I wouldn't want to stay at the bottom end either, but
no.
Same with the charter buses. Do you go out there and get estimates as to?
Yes, ma'am. The charter, for sure, it's a bid process. So however, purchasing is a charter. Both of us submit our dates that we have, and then they put it out, RPF, I don't know what they call it. They send out whatever they sent out, and then they get criteria. And so we go from there. We've been using Sierra charters here in town, in Houston. There are some that are more expensive. We don't use that. In regards to a hotel room, we're staying at the normal Best Western, Holiday Inn Express, Hampton Inn. We're not staying at a five star, you know, place. So we're staying at places that have free breakfasts. Yeah, we stay wherever there's a free breakfast. So to help supplement the budget,
that's where I stay too.
I personally prefer those anyway.
And those prices are usually anywhere from the 90 to 110 a night. And sometimes we don't have the luxury, like, I speak for basketball. If we commit to go somewhere out of town, that school, it may be part of the guarantee that they say, you're going to stay at this hotel, and we're covering X amount of your rooms, and then you pay the rest. So it just depends on the scenario.
So as I'm just going to put my opinion out there on it. I guess 5 years ago, I was okay with an increase to $30. 27 seems reasonable if that's something the students feel comfortable with. I'm going to say that I'm not going to sit here and say that that's inappropriate. I do feel like a little extra money could be used in the coffers of student activities for various things, and I think that that increase would be okay. And as I look back at the chart, we're 2018 at the moment, and the last time we did raise the fee was 2015. So, I mean, that's already 3 years ago at that point, if I'm reading this correctly, right? So I don't know. I feel like an increase is warranted, and if y'all are comfortable with a $27 flat fee across the board, and this is strictly a Daniel opinion, I'm not trying to say anything about it. I like the idea of a flat fee, simply because of what has been stated actually a few times here. The services, the activities, they are accessible to all students, whether they're part time or full time.
So, are you making a motion?
I wasn't, but I can. I'll make a motion based on the discussion that that we increase the student activity fee to $27 across the board.
I second it.
Okay, so...
So now we have discussion on that.
Discussion, okay.
So tell me I'm wrong, y'all. It's all right.
So as students, I mean, I'm not a student, so to me, a $9 increase doesn't seem that bad. But I'm not a student struggling to make classes and rent. And so as students, do you feel the additional bringing it up to $30 would be a hindrance to a student? Would it be better to go ahead and just bite the bullet and do it now versus doing it now and in a year or two?
I feel like in for the cases of some students, it's sort of a week-by-week budgeting case, and $9 may not seem like a lot, but when you already have allotted so much money towards all your expenses and everything, you know, that $9 may just happen to be like another couple of meals for a week.
Sure.
I know there's been a couple of times where I've been close to a zero amount in my checking account. And what little money I have to use reasonably and, you know, responsibly. It's especially when I get into the extreme cases where it is within that $10, sort of $15 range. You know, $9 is a pretty big sum of that. I feel like, in my opinion, that maybe not 30, because we have those few cases where every dollar counts.
I would be inclined to agree with that.
Yes.
You think so, too?
Well, would you also be in favor of the incremental, like what someone they suggested, maybe think about increasing it later to 30 or just keeping it at 27 or whatever, whichever?
Well, yes, if student, if the feeling students have towards the fee is, you know, relatively the same as it is with it is now, I mean, there would be, I would see that there would be no opposition really to increasing that fee to $30 across the board.
So wait and see what the students feel. All
right. Yeah, I would see the $27 flat fee as a means to test the waters to see how what the attitudes towards the general student fee is, and then we can go on from say the next committee meeting, see how things are playing out.
Just as part of the discussion, if I crunched these numbers correctly. You're talking about the difference at 21. If you attended all four terms that we offer, that's $84. And if you did the $27 and you attended all four terms, that's $108. It's an increase of $24 for the year is what you're talking about for those students that would move from part-time to full-time numbers. Now, is my math right on that?
I haven't done it, but
okay, that sounds about right. Yeah. Okay, I mean, it's, you know, it's 6 times 4 is what you're talking about. Which once again, I'm not paying the fee either, to be honest with you. That's why we rely a lot on the students on this committee. And it's easy for me to say, well, $24 spread out over the year, not a big deal. But, you know, just think about that in terms as we do the vote.
You bring up a good point, Daniel. So if we went to 27 and not 30, how much revenue, for lack of a better word, would be lost by the college? Can someone do the quick math?
How much short would that put Roy into what he was needing? Any ideas?
Someone do some math. That's why I'm a speech maker. Come on, let's go.
I believe he was asking for a $6 increase. Is that correct? correct?
Yeah, I was going to ask, would that, if it goes up to, I'm Paige Sorge, by the way, I'm the head volleyball coach, if that increase of $6, that I guess would be a discussion as to would that $6 go to us, you know, or
no, I'm
where
wondering,
would that go, that kind of thing?
My question, if we went with the 30 like the proposal, it would have generated X amount of dollars.
Right.
If we go to 27, it would generate X amount minus, and I'm trying to find out what that minus. And so would we have gone from, okay, with 30 we would have gone, we've gotten 100,000 with the 27, well, we go to
the math
50,000.
On that would be, you know, we're using 12,000 as an estimate for the number of students, so you do 12,000 times the number we're talking about.
But you'd only be getting an increase of $6 on the part-time.
On the part-timers.
You wouldn't be getting an increase on the full-time.
Right. Now, you can still, like, we won't know the difference, but you can still think that in think of that in terms of if we have 12,000 students and we charge them each a flat fee of $30, that's $360,000. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so $360,000. You juxtapose that with the number of 12,000 times 27. I'm going to have to do that on the paper here. Well.
Say it again.
324,000. 12,000 by 27.
Yeah. So you said 324?
Yes.
So it's 324. That's 50. I'm not doing that math right. The difference between 360,000 and 324,000.
Okay. I agree with you, Daniel, that I'm not a student, so I'm not in a position to say what's $24 over a course of a year. However, just based on the math that was done, I think that it's more, if we're going to do it, it would be more beneficial to go to 30 as opposed to the 27. We'll get more bang for our buck. As opposed to have to come back another year from now or 2 years from now, well, hey, you just raised it a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I have a question. I'm sorry. We raised it to 30. They're only going to get a percentage of that, right? They're not going to get the whole what we're asking.
They're recommending that they would get the increase.
So if we raised it to 30, they would get all of that increase.
I believe that's the recommendation.
That's not how I understood it, though. Maybe somebody could explain that again.
I think that you read it last time that they will have to come to the SGA in the fall with their presentations, and it will be considered within all of the other presentations. Am I correct on that from our vote last time?
That's what I thought.
Okay. But, Mike, when you calculated those numbers, you said in order for athletics to get the amount they need, we'd have to raise it to 30, a flat rate of 30. Is that right? So that means that in order to get them the money they need, they would get all of the increase.
Yes, if we use the $12,000 student number, 30 times the 12,000 would be 360. The current budget for student activities, which went down $35,000 this past year because of enrollment, stands at $275,000. So 275 plus the 75 is 350.
So yes,
we're anticipating generating 360.
Right. The recommendation is that they would have to go to Mike's to SGA to make it official, but the recommendation is that the added fee, the whole added fee, would go to the athletic department.
If we did the math, there'd still be a $10,000 extra dollars going back to student services, student fees, correct?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So it would generate the requests that we're making, and it would generate $10,000 more towards student activities.
Okay.
That's what I was asking. If they were going to go ahead and just take all of it, or they were just only asking for X amount of dollars. We're giving them so much, so the rest would go back. Okay.
Yeah. They're asking for X amount of dollars, and what the recommendation is would generate a little over that, which would go into the rollover, I guess.
I would say another thing to keep in mind is that, from what I heard from Coach Champagne, is, you know, sometimes you have the cases where they don't make it to those championship games, so the travel costs don't need to be extended for more than how much they need. So, I mean, with how much we could allot them, they say that 75,000 There's no guarantee they're going to be using all of it. And, you know, all that would just go straight back to the student activities board fee, or the student fee revenue pool, however you want to call it.
So there might be more discussion, but the motion, so do we need to vote on
well,
the motion? Because we were at 27,000.
So we don't like that. We have to vote that down and come up with another motion. So now, or you can amend, but right, we can't. We have to do something because right now the motion is
motion
$27 for part-time.
I guess considering the new information that we've just had about the $30 fee, I think maybe we should discuss that just a little bit more. Of as students, how do you all feel now with that new information, $30 versus $27? Does that change your opinion?
I guess for me, because it's going to affect me in the long run, I believe, because I rely on this FAFSA to pay for my college. I don't have an income. So whatever money that they take from me, it's less money that I get to have to bring home. And it's like he says, that's how I survive. But I'm willing to make that sacrifice. I'm willing to make that sacrifice so they can have what they need and for the future kids who come here. So I'm willing to make the sacrifice. I am.
So you would be
in favor of the 30.
Of the 30. Yeah.
I would like to hear some comments from some other students before I decide to amend that motion. Or we can vote it down and just go with something new. I'm good either way.
No, I like the amendment. It's easier to amend it.
Yeah, I'd like to hear some other opinions too.
For me personally, the extra $3 to a 30, for me personally, it doesn't affect, but I know that from what I've heard, that other students, it might mean a lot more to them. But just for me personally, 30 isn't that big of an increase.
Of the five students we have on the on the committee here, are you all full-time students?
Yes, sir.
I am part-time.
You're part-time?
I'm full-time.
So you're currently paying 21 then?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm also part-time.
You're part-time as well. So really what we're looking at is hitting people like yourself harder than the other people. And that, so maybe that makes, I hate to say it this way, that might make your comments a little bit more powerful on this. And you're comfortable with the 30? Like 30 is not something that you would balk at?
Yeah, yes. Well, but that's just my, what I'm trying to say is that's my personal situation.
Well, everybody's got their own personal situation. I'm looking for your opinion on it. What do you think?
I agree with Bryce. It's about the same situation for me because I spend as much time on campus actually as a full-time student, so I feel like
as do I.
It'd be fair. I think it's difficult because there are some part-time students, maybe they only come here for night classes. But then there are other students like us that take advantage of all the activities. So, yeah.
And I know I asked Coach Champagne a very tough question, but I will almost answer it. I'm here at Lee College because of the community of Lee College. I'm not here just because we're doing math and English and that's it. I think it would be terrible if we just stripped out everything except math, English, and science. We would have a technical school. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but Lee College to me is more than just math and science and speech. It's the experience. It's the volleyball, basketball. It's the art shows. It's the symphonies. It's a college. So I asked the question. I knew the answer in my heart. I think that even though not every student uses it, it's there, and perhaps they would be a better person if they did partake in some of these events that we are offering.
So hearing those comments, I'm going to ask the question to Zane. Can I simply amend that? Or do we have to go through a different process?
Amendments are always tricky in the technical Roberts Rule sense, but essentially
you can make a amendment motion within the motion. Since you normally can't have a motion within a motion, but since it's affecting the motion at hand, you can do a sort of sub-level vote from the committee to decide to amend that motion.
Okay, so stop us when we go awry. I would like to amend my original motion to recommend a $30 flat fee across the board for the student fee.
Second.
And I suppose we need to vote on that?
Well, technically we need more discussion.
Oh, we need more discussion. Okay, so proceed.
Okay, well, there's one student I think we haven't heard from yet. Do you want to comment?
I feel that, I attend college. Well, my tuition is free because my mother works here. And so I feel that I do not pay for the fee. But I do utilize all the activities, and I am a student assistant for Mike Splitter. And I feel that maybe the increase in the fee would maybe would help Mike out, maybe add another student assistant somewhere that is needed. So that's my opinion on it. I'm in favor of raising the student fee.
Any other thoughts or that we'd like to talk about, questions? Well, it seems like we've discussed about everything we need to discuss. Are we ready to do a vote? Okay. Does that have to be a motion?
Well, the motion has already been set. Okay. Now you just have to say all in favor of raising it to 30 across the board.
That is what my motion was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All in favor of raising the student activities fee to a flat fee of $30 across the board? Okay. That's a unanimous yes, all in favor. Okay. So the next agenda item is to announce our recommendation. So I believe it's a unanimous recommendation to raise the student activities fee to $30 for all students, part-time and full-time.
That to start in the fall?
That's a great question.
If the board approves, it will not go into effect until spring 2019 because we will have already started fall registration and we cannot change those fees for fall.
So my next question would be, how does that impact Javon's proposal? Does there need to be a vote specifically stating that $6 of the $30 will go towards athletic student travel?
I believe the committee decided that will be taken up with SGA.
So can you explain that to me one more time just so I know when I have to address administration?
We're recommending raising it.
Mm-hmm.
SGA will distribute the funds. They will make the determination how the funds are distributed. So you would, I guess, have to go before the SGA.
And that would be when, Mike?
Our first meeting in the fall will not be till around September 10th.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Are we all still comfortable with that vote?
It's too late if we're not.
Right. Yeah. All right, is there any other discussion or that we need to have, or is that wrapped it up? Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Is there a second?